three aspects that can turn us into our highest potential, okay? But the body, to be this vessel that we're in, to house consciousness, it has to be in balance with each other. The mind, body, and soul must be in balance to be able to reach higher states. But because that blueprint is known, the idea was that Enlil and others who were jealous, like I mentioned in the Secret Book of John, this Yaldabaoth figure, who's really jealous over this Adapa early man, he even states in that, and I encourage people to go read that. He states in that that because of that jealousy, mankind was thrown into the lowest form of matter possible. So you have this being that has all these divine properties that are connected to the Anunnaki, and instead of existing in a state where we can alchemically change our environment and create things out of our own imagination, we're thrown in this world of chaos, of war and division and constant distraction and deception that keep us in these lower states. And so basically what these symbols really represent is this divide that emerged between Enki and Enlil in how human civilizations and that collective of humanity would turn out, how they would be governed, how the values that would make up their society would be governed, okay? And so what you find, and it completely blew my mind when I was able to connect these things and study them, it really is one of those moments where you sit outside and you go, oh my God, it makes so much sense. When you look around the world at empires throughout history, any civilization that was based on conquering, doesn't matter if you want to go from the Romans to the Nazis to the Soviets and eventually even the United States, this conquering mentality always followed with a flag or a crest of an eagle. Always. Okay?
Yeah.
Every time. But yet, we're told, and it's thrust down our throats subconsciously, it seems like on a daily basis, that the eagle is this symbol of freedom and balance and being a state, a society where you have all the values of a perfect system, right? And then we're told that the serpent, the symbol of the serpent and the dragon, are these evil, evil symbols, and they represent basically deception and evil and all these things. And quickly you realize that those symbols have been completely turned on their head. They've been completely inverted. And the story of these civilizations and empires tells that story so well. And so what it gets down to, for those who haven't connected yet, Enki's symbol, all the way back from the beginning, they actually had multiple symbols, but one of the main symbols that he was referenced with was the serpent and also the dragon. Meanwhile, Enlil had this symbol of the eagle. Now, what does that mean, right? People come up to me and they're like, man, I really love eagles. Does that mean I have to stop enjoying watching them fly over my head? And I tell them, no, of course not. These symbols have nothing to do with these creatures. It has to do with representing certain things. For instance, an eagle is the highest flying bird of all, okay? And the eagle is known to swoop down and attack its prey. So those types of symbols became what was used to represent the different mentalities. For instance, in Egypt, there was an ancient god there known as Thoth, and he had the head of an ibis. But that wasn't a literal thing. He didn't really have the head of an ibis. That was just a symbol to show him being this patient teacher of mankind. And that's how a lot of these symbols became woven into a lot of these ancient murals and cylinder seals, where they show these representations of these Anunnaki individuals. Some of them have eagle heads. Some of them have regular human heads. Some of them have other kinds of heads as well. And they all represent these symbols. Now, Enlil and his sons, like Ninurta and others, they've developed this great rift, this great divide between these beings over how we would be governed. Like I said, some were jealous over us reaching higher states, and some of them wanted us to reach higher states.
drink out the champagne, cause I'm a champion. Give a toast, I'm both candy on the way. I pull a crowd like a tornado, roll them up and press them down and shake them like Play-Doh. Back to me is easy, like saying WXYZ. Come in the party, just playing the stuff you next I see. A crowd gathered, the tipping out the pole. So I feel it's my duty, show you how this rhyme goes. Boom, like a time bomb, my beats a mega blast. The smoke clears, I feel your leg laugh. You move a crowd, brother, I move an audience. Those who choose to listen to me, not on the floor. This is EFF, ECT, which means me that death. See me freestyle. Meanwhile, back at the Ponderosa, I want a coaster on how I'm supposed to school this crowd. Let them see for themselves, cause I can rule this crowd. But let me guess, what else do I have to do to the kids that try to harm on me? I like to teach them all to sing in perfect harmony. And as I lay on my ego and I redone with the rhyme, I say, brothers, it's Miller time. For my mind, for my mind. I give a peek to the paint, and my mic's like a brush and a hush, so they qualified to stand my face, grab the mic and hold a pose. I'm knocking out sucker kids by the bones. I take so many funk into so many bits. I turn the hardest you see into harmony grits. I'm like tic-tac-toe, I flow to and fro. I can flow on a note like a UFO. I'm prophesizing a wide to the deaf, blind, and dumb. You want a tough cookie? To me, you a crumb. It's farming in effect, boy. I turn any penny into the Latin quarter. Let me on the mic and make the party dance. I take no shorts cause I'm a smarty pants. And I gave a chance to advance. You wanted a look, but all I gave was a glance. The mic is mine. The mic is mine. With my dope trench coat, I move my eyes like a snake as I plan the attack. I just play the wall, examine the fact that it's for show, but to me they just slip up. So I approach the fence, I praise the guard, I keep my lip up. Keep orderly as I imagine it's there. They form a circle, though I think that I'm a Madison Square. Go and sing as a pimp, don't you even attempt to present an argument, you get a permanent limp. Brother, don't get drilled, I'm here to kill a thrill. Break up, kidnap, beat down, the fruit syllable. Come on, boy, don't you fess on the best. I rap so strong, I got an S on my chest. Take a weight on my stand and give me the podium like Farrakhan. I carry on a message, show me some interest. Don't you stand there like a moron. My beat's an appetizer, my rhyme they use to pour on. Extra spice, leave all a dip for fun. Now if you want to take a chance, get up and dance. The mic's mine, the mic's mine, the mic's mine.
Others, they developed this great rift, this great divide between these beings over how we would be governed. Like I said, some were jealous over us reaching higher states, and some of them wanted us to reach higher states. And so what you find is that ancient cultures all around the world, from North and South America, for instance, in the Maya, the god of the Maya that gave them wisdom and knowledge of the heavens, not blood sacrifice and war, which we can get into, but the one that gave them knowledge of the heavens and balance of the earth, that god was known as Kukulkan, and he was a great serpent dragon god. Down to the south, in the Aztec, their great wisdom god that brought them knowledge of the heavens was known as Quetzalcoatl, and it was another serpent dragon god. Same thing, okay? And then we get down into South America, and we find that there's another serpent dragon god down there called Amaruca, or Amaru. And then we go across into Egypt, and you see the pre-dynastic pharaohs and even some of the dynastic pharaohs with a serpent on their forehead representing knowledge. And then we get over into India, we see this worship of this Kundalini serpent And then in Japan and China, we see an ancient worship of the dragon. But then later on, all those cultures get either corrupted or conquered. And then we see this other symbol start to emerge, and it's the symbol of the eagle. And one of the things that it was most telling to me, and I encourage people if they're ever able to travel to see this, but a very popular site known as Chichen Itza in the Mayan Yucatan area. You walk around, you see Kukulkan's temple, which with the serpents that represent the knowledge at the bottom, the staircase leading up the top, and everyone's staring at that, and that's amazing, right? But there's other things there that most people never see. And I remember being there and having studied this information and looking for clues about if it's remained in these cultures in other places as well. And I didn't really expect what I was going to find. Snooping around on a day where it was almost 100 degrees and there's all kinds of tourists snapping pictures, there's this area called the Temple of the Jaguars that's off to the side, and people just walk by it. They don't care. Walk right by it. And I remember standing there and being like amazed and looking at it, and none of this army of tourists were looking at it. Nobody cared. But what I saw on it that really blew my mind, knowing what I had known and looking for these symbols, was that here you had Kukulkan, the symbols of Kukulkan, with essentially looked like a god human with snakes all emanating from him. And he was there, and it was this basically this representation of a story woven into the rock. They had carved the story out of these symbols.
Ain't that something? Matthew LaCroix talking about the eagle serpent divide. Now, if y'all want to get with the right side in the way of the whole rainbow snake, you go on the serpent side, the one they told you not to go on, you know. But some people know that too. I know I do. This is Fast Plane, and now it's time for Flashback Rewind, February 19th, 2020.
Oh yeah, girl. Reese's. I say your 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 Reese's.
In this particular video, I want to show you. Little ritual I got going on.
over the last full moon, some friends and I had some really good downloads, realizations from the universe about, you know, just remembering how energy works in terms of the fact that it's constantly moving, right? So if we try to shine from like this, you know, stable place of like, oh, no, I'm just pushing light out there, you know, I'm trying to bring the light out, you know.
That's what you gotta do, man.
Tune in. You know, the second someone, you said hi, and now they're like trying to tell you their whole life story and you're getting drained and you're like,
Oh my day.
Where do you tune? You could tune back to your own energy and start feeling, you know, the hologram within you and start spinning the energy. And the energy actually creates some spaciousness between you and them. And you're bringing your own energy back. And I've seen it where people like literally don't, you know, the conversation kind of ends or goes into a different direction because you're not just, you know, it's like just bring your energy awareness back to yourself and start building it and spinning it.
In the spinning. Why not do that?
Vortexes are everywhere in our reality. We have vortexes within our spinal column, you know, all these different places. And if we become aware of that energy, then as an empath, I've found that that can really help kind of keep things moving.
And you're doing a great job, ma'am.
Make them kids smile, oh yes, because they know that you represent the pure and unadulterated truth. What you gonna do about that? You gonna sit around and fret day and night? No, sir, I bet. You just gonna keep some serious song and get to worried. Put a new vibration, some sort of funky savage.
attention. Reconfiguration. Telepathy's all resignation. Upon arrival, I reconfigure the whole situation. And it means less frustration. Cause when I'm bringing, man, you know me. I'm talking about harmony.
Hey, Gilligan, my boy.
I know you can always do your best, buddy! And keep your eyes on that prize!
say now, my young people, what should we do? I say, crack, stay back. Jumbo is a Dumbo, and a dime is a waste of time. Young, proud, middle class, beware yet, 'cause cracks and infiltration, you can bet. Is it politics or a lack of leadership? Who really knows? But after a blast of this stuff, your soul, mind, and body goes. Crack, stay back, Jumbo means Dumbo. A dime is a waste of time. Even the upper class, you must watch your set. With this stuff, you'll lose all your gains. You may even lose your jet. First, they gave us heroin. They called it boy. From Malcolm, John F. Kennedy, right through Martin Luther King. But now it's cocaine in crack form. Hey, it's the same old thing. This new affliction's powerful, y'all. Some say it is worst of all. There are no barriers this time. With crack, everyone will fall. So what do you say now, my young people? Black, white, Hispanic alike, what do you say now? I say, stay back with your crack. I'm no Dumbo, keep your jumbo. I value my time, don't want to buy your silly dime. Cracks are the devil in a white disguise. Once you use them, you are sure to die. I'm the brother who on TV said, say no, young people, and keep your heads. Say no, young people, say no.
Crack, stay back, crack, stay back, crack attack. I say the dime is a waste of time. Crack, stay back, crack attack. I say the jumbo means Dumbo. Crack, stay back, crack attack. I say the dime is a waste of time. Crack, stay back, crack attack. I say the jumbo means Dumbo.
Lost the land. then I start making a fuss. I don't know if it's loud or no when I play all this, this thing. Well, you can say what you gonna do, cause then you really don't know. Lay it down, real mellow sound.
I had one apple and some lemons yesterday, and then the day before that I had some lemons and a pomegranate. So you know I'm live and electric right now. It's all about detox and detach right now for me. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been doing a lot of science, and it's just it's necessary for me. I don't know about nobody else, y'all realities, but for me, shit is getting serious. And My abilities is online. I got all my superhero abilities activated, and I can't afford to be fucking around. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna go ahead and go in. I'm gonna explain to you. Down about the pornography and what's going on with the pornography. All right, so what happens is with the pornography, it comes on and you initially thinking that the girl is fine. Now a lot of this shit has a lot to do with everything, because the United States of America is the Galactic Federation of Life. That's what I want to let you know. The Uniform Commercial Code is the Galactic Federation of Life. That's who they are. The Galactic Federation of Light is the Uniform Commercial Code. And all of the fake-ass 3D governments, all of those motherfuckers are aliens. Period. That's, like, really what's going on. I don't give a fuck. Like, even, like, me and they got sighting. We did a huge-ass ritual when Barack Obama came to someplace in, It was one of those little cities. He came out there and shit, and Nagai Sidon was like, yo, help me out, man. Help me do a ritual and shit against this dude, man. And the shit that they trying to spread over here. So it wasn't nothing against Barack Obama, but it was against the Uniform Commercial Code and the shit that they represent, period. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to establish that. And none of these motherfuckers is your friends. I don't give a fuck. They're not your friends.
You kidding your side
with regards to the government.
None of those motherfuckers your friends.
When I'm doing the things that I'm doing them because, you know, like, I'm just taking, just because I just don't give a fuck. So I might stay back and plant some seeds and create a few businesses or whatever for desire to live in 3D. At least they can have an option. You know what I'm saying? At least you can have an option to put on some clothing that will give you an alternative to the Rockaware or an alternative to the Sean John. At least you can put on some shit and really turn your energy up and feel comfortable and proud about the clothing that you're wearing. So, you know, I did that, and I did the music to give you a little bit that you can think about. If you're going to listen to some music, at least listen to some music that you can listen to and vibe with. You know what I'm saying?
I like to listen to stuff that I'm not going to listen to.
That's just something to be mindful of. Now, every one of these beings that you're thinking are human, they're not human. They're just appearing to look human. A lot of these motherfuckers is aliens, and some of them are spirits with just human form. They're just thoughts. They're thoughts. They think that they look a certain way, so they look a certain way. I think, therefore, I am. You know what I'm saying? And so they're just thought patterns, or they're spirits. And there's a distinguished difference between spirit and spirits. Spirit is a terminology that we use in reference to explaining, like, ancestors or angelic energies or something that is holy or wholesome or light or pure. That's what we call it. We just keep it basic, spirit. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you're in spirit, you're in spirit. You know what I'm saying? But spirits, plural with the S on it, many spirits, is talking about lower entities, lower vibrational entities like ghosts, all that paranormal shit, all of that ghosts, demons, all of those kind of energies. You know what I'm saying? Those are troubled spirits, spirits. So whenever we say spirit, we're talking about angelic, holy, righteous shit. And spirits, with the S, the plural, you know what I'm saying, is a terminology that we use in reference to lower vibrational entities. I wanted to specify that. You know what I'm saying? Now, what takes place in the pornography, right, is that a girl would be getting fucked, and she'd be getting fucked in a certain in a certain position. And I'm going to actually show you, it might be embarrassing to some of y'all.
I'm embarrassed! Stop it already!
Because I love y'all so much. And because I want y'all to get this.
Space plane!